Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we are very excited that you joined us today. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. And we have discussions on various topics and feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
And yes, folks, this show is on 3 days a week, Wednesdays from 3 to 3:30, Friday from 12 to 1, and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 11 Central Standard Time. You can also follow our show on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. You can also email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback or any insight that you have in our show or any recommendations. You can also go back to the show, download our show as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed button on the Blog Talk page. And as well, we will always welcome you on our Divine Goddess Radio Facebook page. We would absolutely adore you even more than what we do if you even like our page. And this episode is brought to you by Marie Langley. She's an intuitive reader, and she's a Century 21 realtor. You can reach her at 651-303-0555. And Beth Jacobson, intuitive reader, energetic therapist, and spiritual teacher, 651-900-4136. Welcome, everybody, to Hump Day. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome. And, you know, if for some reason you cannot be near a computer but you'd like to listen to us live, you can always call in at 347-327-9360 and just listen in. You know, I know Fridays, we have our phone-in Fridays, and we actually had someone that we went to talk to on air, and she said she was just listening to our show. So, you know, if you don't have a question, you can always just call in and listen as you're running around doing errands, as I see. Hi, Amy. She's doing. Okay. So Sunday's show, we did a show on archangels, and what we've been doing, what we did was we talked about all the archangels in alphabetical order and who they are and what they can do for you and how to recognize them. So we ended on Sunday with Archangel Michael. So we're going to pick up with Archangel Raguel. And Raguel's name means friend of God. And his chief role is to oversee all of the other archangels and angels. And he makes sure that they're all working well together in a very harmonious and orderly fashion. And as a result, he's often referred to as the Archangel of Justice and Fairness. And he loves to be a champion to underdogs and to help those who feel slighted or mistreated become more empowered and respected. He's very enthusiastic, very friendly, and he's a battery, meaning he will energize you when you need a boost. So kind of think about having someone in your life who's a combination, maybe attorney, spiritual counselor, therapist, and motivational coach, and then that's how Raguel is. So he's very loving, and he's very peaceful, and he will never interfere with your free will. But if you need to ask him for help, he's there in an instant. So remember, he helps with arguments, you know, and resolving arguments, cooperation and harmony in groups and families, defending the unfairly treated, empowerment, especially for underdogs, mediation of disputes, and orderliness. So, and I think he's one of the archangels that's not in the top seven, top seven.
No, he is
so
not.
He's, but he is still one
You're
of the archangels.
You're just as important. Yes, you are.
Yes, he is. So remember, anytime you have a conflict, call on Archangel Raguel.
And seriously, you guys, you know, it can be instantaneous. So you can say, help me, angels, and call on him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that fast that they're there. Believe it or not, they are that fast. You don't have to establish a connection with them in order for them to heal. But I guarantee, or for them to work with you, but I guarantee you call them and you see that there's a difference, you will be making that connection.
Yes. So the next archangel that we're going to move on to is Archangel Raphael. And Raphael's name means God heals or God has healed. And his name is based upon the Hebrew word Rapha, which means doctor or healer. And Raphael is a powerful healer of physical bodies, both for humans and animals. Those who call on Raphael are healed rapidly. He can also be invoked on behalf of someone else. So he will go wherever he's requested, but he cannot interfere with that person's free will.
None of them can.
Yeah. So, you know, if you have someone in your life who is ailing and you call upon Raphael to heal them, and they refuse that spiritual treatment, he can't force it on them.
Mm-hmm.
But his presence will have a comforting effect. So in a way, indirectly, he is helping them heal because he will reduce their stress and anxiety. Let's see, what else? A lot of the healers, you know, that are out working, they use Raphael a lot. They call upon him to help give them guidance during treatment sessions. He also helps any would-be healers with their education and assists them in establishing their healing practices by attracting wonderful clients. And he's also a healer and guide for wild and domesticated animals. So if someone has lost their pet, you can call on Raphael to help you find him or her or whatever pet you lost. And Archangels Raphael and Michael often work in tandem to exorcise troublesome spirits and escort away lower energies from people and places. And Raphael also is very sweet, very loving, very kind.
Mm-hmm.
And with Michael, you know, if you see sparkles of blue or purple, that indicates Michael.
Mm-hmm.
With Raphael, he has the green energy.
Mm-hmm.
So he helps with addictions and cravings, eliminating and reducing, clairvoyance, eyesight, both physical and spiritual, guidance and support for healers, healing for both humans and animals, helping find lost pets, space clearing, spirit releasement, and also he protects and provides harmony to travelers. So if you're going on a trip, Raphael is a very good one to call on and to have him travel with you.
And also Raphael, you know, as Marie was saying, he works with the sphere of influence in the healing arts, and he is very knowledgeable in the arts of science, and he is definitely carries a, and his emerald green is bright.
Yeah.
Right now, bright. You see it everywhere. He also, his focus is healing and harmony, and he works with the heart chakra, along with Camuel. His element is air. He balances expressed as unconditional love for ourselves and for others. And so other areas that he's associated with is he helps equalize and calms and relaxes us. He also encourages our personal growth. He is a rah-rah cheerleader. And he brings harmony. He helps bring harmony. And I'm telling you, he is instantaneous, you guys. And he is really big right now. He's huge. And as we're standing right here, because he's a big healing angel, he can be as tall as a house. And right now, he's very, very big. He wants to make sure that everybody knows the work, the important work that he's doing right now with all the stuff that's going on right now. He keeps us, he helps with our mental and physical energy to keep it balanced. And he helps us with releasing tensed up energy that needs to be out of here. There's a lot going on right now, a lot that's going on right now. He helps us tune into nature. He also can work with individuals who are claustrophobic, feelings of rejection, stabilizes the nervous system. He can help with soothing your emotions. And if you're really mentally unclear, all you have to do is ask for him to come in to take away, you know, confusion, lack of clarity. You know, if you're really struggling with understanding anything that's going on, he can help soothe all of those senses, you guys. And right now, for whatever reason, I have to really accentuate that. So there's many out there who need to call on him right now. He aids in developing healthy relationship with self and others. They all do, just so you know. Mm-hmm. They all do that. But he also helps with divine vision. He gives you insight through balance and harmony, because without that, the intuition is cloggy, it's foggy. So he enhances your creative visualization. And he can also help you with your manifestation techniques. It all depends on, because everybody's individual. But he's really big here right now, so definitely be calling on him, and you'd be amazed at what he does right now, because emerald green is everywhere. Everywhere.
And a good way, I know this is what I do when I feel like I need some healing or I have a weird pain or I'm sleeping and I don't know what's going on, I will call upon him, and then I will envision green, emerald green light coming through my crown chakra, so the top of my head, and coming down into my body and spreading all over. And it's interesting when you do that and you concentrate, you get a very, very warm feeling, and you can just feel the energy coming through and healing whatever is bothering you. You know, if your muscles are so sore, if you worked out too hard and you're not being comfortable, try that. You know, if you have a, if you're getting over a cold or you're getting over the flu, or and you're just like, okay, I've tried all the medications and I need something else to heal me, try bringing Raphael in.
You know what's hysterical? I'm just now thinking this, driving over to your house just now. I was sitting here going, I want a brand new car, and I was saying what car that I wanted. And of all colors, I go, I want an emerald green car. I'm just now thinking that, and I'm going, but you know what cars represent symbolically? Personal power. So what is that saying for me? I'm even saying it, not even realize that I'm saying it, because I'm going through massive healing as we all are right now. And I'm in a really cool place right now, so I hope the same for everybody. So even he was talking through that, going, how about an emerald green car, Beth?
Well, that would be nice,
because
then you feel
it.
Like you're constantly healed wherever you go.
That's right.
Oh. Okay, the next one is Archangel Raziel. And Raziel's name means secret of God, because he works so closely with the Creator, and he knows all the secrets of the universe and how it operates. Let's see. Raziel can help you understand esoteric material, manifestation principles, sacred geometry, quantum physics, and other high-level information. He can also open you up to higher levels of psychic abilities and increase your ability to see, hear, know, and feel divine guidance. He's kind of like a divine wizard, so he can, you know, assist you with manifestations. He's very loving, kind, and intelligent, and his presence can seem subtle, but as you invoke him over time, you'll become aware of his positive influence in your spiritual practices. So you can call him to help you with alchemy, clairvoyance, divine magic, esoteric information, manifestation, and psychic ability.
Ooh.
So, I wonder if Rumpelstiltskin call him it when he was spinning his straw into gold.
Oh, that's hysterical. And his color, did you say what his color is?
No.
His color is indigo, and his focus is intuition and insight. He specifically works, and he doesn't just stay to this, but his big thing that he's known for is the third eye. And let me see here. He helps us balance our intuition, our clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, as well as, let me see here, which Gemini is he in association with? He is in association with the Raziel, Sagittarius. And so with that, he also, with the physical association, the parts of the body, is the pituitary gland. He helps with the skeleton, the lower brain, our eyes. Man, that's what I need help with right now. Sinuses. He can come in, seriously, and he can act as a, believe it or not, like a painkiller. Bring his energy in to help relieve any pain. He releases negativity from the skeletal structure. You can call him and do prayers over your food. He can release bacteria from foods, water, air. He can clear pollution from all levels. And even chronic sinus complaints, he can do that also. He can help with people who have insomnia. Asthma, bronchitis, any form of lung condition. He can also help with anybody who struggles with headaches or migraines. Let me see here, overactive thyroids, he can help with that, with balancing. You can ask him to work with breaking up, and I'm not claiming anything here, but he works with specifically to where he can help with breaking up tumors and growths. Doesn't mean he's taking them away, not making that proclamation, but he can work with that. He can also help with lowering your high blood pressure, back problems. He's the one we want to be calling on right now also, so I'm seeing his color indigo too. And this is what he can do for us emotionally and mentally. He can act as a tranquilizer for our emotions. So he brings balance. He creates that internal communication. He can help you focus on your personal issues. You know, those of you who are really struggling with, oh, my God, how do I do it? Where do I start? He helps bring to where you have a greater sense of self-awareness. And those of you who have obsessions and compulsions, OCD of any sort, he would be one that you could ask to come in and work with you, because all that is about perfectionism. He can help you have greater understanding that you're perfect the way you are. But he would be the big guy that you would work with on that. And he can also relieve you of your negative thought forms. So, and, you know, all the claircognizance, clairvoyance, he helps with all of that so you can develop your psychic skills. So he's an awesome, awesome, more of a male energy. But again, they come in all forms, you guys, but his can be a little more masculine. So good for you, Raziel. So call on him when you need help with that stuff.
Yes, and the next one is Archangel Sandalphon. And he is, his name means brother in Greek, and he is the twin brother of Archangel Metatron. And so these two were the only archangels who were originally mortal men. And Archangel Sandalphon's messages and musings come as soft whispers on the wings of angels. They're very, very gentle, so they can breeze by you if you're not paying attention. When you do invoke him, think of, just keep aware of any words or music you hear in your mind as they're most likely answers to your prayers. So he helps with music, delivering and answering prayers, and also with determining the gender of unborn babies. So if you need his assistance, just be aware that you will get the message, but it comes through very gently like a whisper.
And guess what his colors are, Marie? Sandalphon, you guys, is an awesome, oh my gosh, is he an awesome, awesome archangel. His colors are nature's colors. His focus is environmental awareness, personal and global responsibility. So do you think he's helping with all the crud that's going in the world right now? He's one of those angels, archangels, that are helping with diffusing a lot of stuff that's going on so that war does not happen in different places.
Mm-hmm.
His chakra, believe it or not, is the Earth star. That is below our feet, and it's our association with Earth and how we walk on her. will help you with the physical. He'll help increase your life force. He'll aid in physical vitality and well-being. He helps you with integrating all your healing energy within your physical body so that you become more stable, more balanced, more connected to the Earth, because there's a lot of shifting going on with her and everything. She helps with when your body's not fully, he would be the one you would call on if your body's not fully healed or acclimated so that it can be assimilated with the new energies that are coming in, and that you're not, a lot of people are going, I have migraines, I'm sick to my stomach.
Yep, that's me.
Sandalphon would be the one that would come in. You have no idea what this archangel does. He can also strengthen your immune system. He would be the one that you would call on with your kids to help increase their imagination. He would be one you'd call on for you to increase your imagination. He is all the Earth's colors.
Okay.
He's all the Earth's colors. So think about when you look outside, the color of the trees, the plants,
seeing
the ground.
A brown come in.
He comes in different as long as it's not mucky yucky, as long as it's a vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
And then mentally and emotionally, he helps with, he aids us in mental clarity and emotional maturity. I need to go on him probably for that one. Allows us to see the heart of the problem and to take personal responsibility for our own actions and emotions. Oh, he just said to me, he goes, Beth, who do you think's been with you lately? And we went, well, it's been Sandalphon. Thank you. He helps ease the stress and the psychological overdependence on people, moi, food, alcohol, tobacco, and anything, you know, else that's addictive. Mine's just food, folks, just food. The spiritual association, he would be the one you would call on to help you ground. So I need to call on him a little more. And he will guide you to your spiritual practice, what it is that you're here to do. A lot of shamans work with him. He helps with unifying the whole self by releasing the energy of the alienation and fragmentation. So Sandalphone, you got a full-time, well, they all do, full-time job. But he's a really, he's a very, very powerful archangel. Is he coming in right now?
I'm getting really warm, but I'm also seeing green and brown. Because when you said for the migraine, I'm like, oh, Raphael and Sandalphone, could you heal my migraine? And they're both coming in. I'm seeing green and brown, and I'm, like, sweating. Whew. Well, that's good. See, that's what you feel. You feel that warm energy when
they
come
in. So, folks, I'm going to be putting on Facebook, call on him, because a lot of people have been saying, Beth, I have migraines. What in God's green earth? And I'm sick to my stomach. So Sandalphone is, well, you want to call on all of them, but he's the one. He's saying, help. I will help. I will help. I see his hand up. So.
All right. So now we go on to Archangel Uriel. And Uriel's name means God is light or fire of God. He illuminates situations and gives prophetic information and warnings. He is regarded as one of the wisest archangels. He's very much like an old sage who you call upon for intellectual information, practical solutions, and creative insight. So instead of having, you know, to climb a mountain to get to a sage or a guru, Uriel will come instantly to you. His personality, though, is not as distinctive as Michael, so you may not even realize that Uriel has come to you and to answer your prayers until you notice this brilliant idea that pops into your head. So remember, if you are, you know, asking for something and all of a sudden, ding, 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 you get this idea that comes out of nowhere, it's more than likely Uriel who's coming in to give you that illumination.
And he wants that credit. He wants that credit going, this is the part that I play. They want to be acknowledged just like the rest of us.
So he helps with alchemy, divine magic, earth changes, problem solving, spiritual understanding, studies, tests, and students, weather, and writing.
Ooh, and his color is ruby red. So ruby red,
ooh,
guess where he is working? He is working with the root chakra. So he's got a full-time job right now, folks, with especially because we're reestablishing our connection with the earth right now. His focus is spiritual devotion through selfless service to others, and that's exactly what the new time period is. It's selfless service to others. What am I here for? How can I be for the betterment of all? Not just for me or I or myself. It's for us and we. He also, with the physical parts that he's associated with, is the genitals, reproductive organs. He helps regulate your adrenaline release into the bloodstream, blood, circulation, muscles, your feet, your legs. Everything that's associated with, you know, walking on the earth, your hips, your knees. He helps detoxify the body by removing, you know, the energies that are keeping you in the third dimension and fourth dimension. And so right now, guess what people are saying? My body is killing me, especially my lower back and legs. We have a carbon density, you guys, that has that old energy in it, and it has to shift. There's no way for us to get through it. So the more you can sit here and the more you're aware of it, just know that's what's going on. It's the carbon density that our physical body carries right now. It's shifting from the old density into the fifth dimensional density. So there's nothing wrong with you. But again, if you're really scared, again, you can go to a doctor. So anyways, on that note, he also increases physical energy. He stops debilitation, strengthens the ability to listen to the wisdom of the body. So you can also use him if you have high blood pressure, inflammation, any swelling. And then mentally and emotionally, he will help you visualize peace, balance, harmony, because that's what you want, that new connection with the earth. He will bring more life force into your physical, your energetic bodies and system, courage and stamina and endurance. So those of you who are really tired right now, yes, he would call on. He'll give you a boost to process that's if you're feeling stagnant and sluggish. He'll also be another one who helps you release obsessive behaviors. And spiritual, he'll help you become, just like Marie said, the master of the material world. And didn't you say alchemy?
Mm-hmm.
So he's big with that. And his thing is, he's a big one to help bring harmony and world peace.
Yeah.
So he needs everybody to work on their spirituality, work on their self-love, so that they can love other individuals. It helps him with his job. So that's
right. And he's very multi-talented, so he works in
many different
areas.
And you guys, he's got
a
full-time. He's got two full-time jobs.
Right. So you can call upon him regularly because he does oversee all of life lessons.
Yep.
So if you're
yep.
struggling with a situation that you're going through and you're thinking, why is this happening to me? Call on him
yep.
for clarity, and he can show you what your life lesson is.
And I want to say this before we do anything else, you guys. No matter what the world's going through, no matter what you're going through, the angels, when we're not in physical form, our energy can be everywhere at once. They can do their job for the world and also come back and help you while they're not taken away from helping decrease all the stuff that's going on in the world right now. And, yes, everybody can do that because that's what they're here for. We have to get out of our egos. They are very capable of it. Just because we can't wrap our brain around it, they can do it all. So.
And then our last archangel is Archangel Zadkiel, and his name means the righteousness of God, and he is considered to be the archangel of mercy and benevolence. And Zadkiel can help you feel mercy and compassion towards yourself and others and let go of judgment and unforgiveness. So in this way, he's a healing angel who works beside Archangel Michael to replace negative energies with faith and compassion. He helps us see the divine light within ourselves and others instead of focusing on the surface, personality, behavioral mistakes, or the ego. So if you're having difficulty forgiving yourself or someone else, ask Zadkiel to intervene. He'll act like a chimney sweep who sweeps out your body, mind, and heart of unforgiveness. So, and remember, this doesn't mean that you're sanctioning anybody's behavior or abusive behavior. It just means that you are no longer willing to carry around the emotional residue of old situations. And he's also widely known for his help with memory functions. So if you are having a hard time remembering things or you need help, you know, memorizing people's names or...
Good Lord, I need to call on him.
You need to call on him. He helps you with
that. You might as well just put yourself around me.
So he helps with compassion, finding lost objects. I know someone listening right now has lost something, so call on Archangel Zadkiel. Forgiveness of self and others, healing emotionally and physically, memory enhancement, remembering important information, and studies, students, and tests. If you are a student, call upon him. He helps you get through your tests.
Ooh, and guess what color he carries? He carries the color of violet. So guess what that is? That is the crown chakra. His focus is self-transformation, the cosmic alchemy, and spiritual growth. And his elements are cosmic energy. He helps balance, express cosmic consciousness, cosmic awareness, deciphering and discernment, and having greater understanding. And he has parts of the body that he's associated with, but not just stays with that pineal gland. Oh, my Lord. He's the one that right now I need to call on because I have a headache. Pineal gland, the top of the head, crown, the brain, and the scalp. Oh, you guys, he can also decrease, or let me rephrase that. I have to be very mindful of my words. He can help ease heart palpitations. So if your heart is beating fast, because I've done that, I have to call the angels. Mine will get going with anxiety. And a long time ago, I was on medicine for my heart, and it's like I'm off of it now. So it's like, okay, take away, because I know it's layers, and the majority of my family crossed over from heart stuff. So he also aids in the function of the immune system, swelling, black eyes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, okay. He inspires our imagination. So anyways, you guys, call on him. This is what he does. He is a phenomenal, phenomenal individual. But we went over all the archangels.
Yep, we went through all of them. So we hope that this information from Sunday's show and today's show helps you when you're in a situation. Then you kind of get an idea who to call on and to help you. And remember, they're there for you.
And you guys, don't be afraid. Call on them, call on them, call on them. So I said that three times, so that's a message you need to hear. You're not by yourself. You're not on your own. They are here. You may not feel them, but they're giving us signs and symbols. So if you're noticing even colors mm-hmm. on clothes that people are wearing, look at that as a message that they are coming through you, so that's who you're supposed to be calling on. So they're coming in different ways. But remember, life is a game. It's a game. It's about having fun. And we got our panties in a bunch, so we got a lot of work to do. But we want to send you love and light, folks.
Yep, we'll see you Friday for Phone In Friday.
Bye.
Bye-bye.